All right, jumping right in. Today we're doing a deep dive on, well, integration partner.
Okay.
They're all about, you know, making different business systems kind of talk to each other and play nicely. And we've got some cool stuff to work with today. We've got to look into what their customers are actually saying about them.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, you know, peeking behind the curtain, see how they're actually using all this feedback, you know, to come up with their strategies and how they're going to move forward.
Yeah, I'm seeing that right away, like just glancing at the material. It seems like integration partner is putting a lot of emphasis on how much they value this feedback, this insight from their clients. They're not just saying it, you know?
Right.
It feels like they're actually using it to make things better.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're using words like, you know, valuable and saying that it creates a clear picture of what's really important, you know, to them and to their clients. And speaking of the clients, on the positive side, it seems like they're pretty happy.
Yeah.
You know, raving about their solutions, their services, especially the ability to kind of simplify everything and offer, you know, flexibility. They even use the word seamless, which I gotta tell you, I've dealt with my fair share of clunky integrations.
Oh, tell me about it.
It can really kill your productivity. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If these guys can actually deliver on that, it sounds like a real game changer. But what does seamless even mean, like in this context? What systems are we even talking about?
So think of it this way. Imagine a world where all your sales data just automatically flows, right, into your accounting software. Or, you know, inventory updates happen in real time across your entire supply chain. So seamless integration, it's about all these different systems. Right.
Talking to each other smoothly, efficiently, no more manual data entry, no more, you know, information silos. It's all about connecting the dots, making things more streamlined. But speaking of aiming high, let's move on to this focus on the future section. Integration partner, they want to give their clients a competitive edge. Now, what kind of edge are we talking about here? Is it like faster time to market, reduced costs? I mean, how are they using all this client insight to get there?
Well, if you connect this to the bigger picture, I think what they're doing is they're looking for patterns, trends in the feedback, you know, trying to anticipate what's coming next, what their clients are going to need. Right. So maybe clients are expressing frustration with a particular integration challenge, or maybe they're hinting at these emerging needs that aren't being met by current solutions. So by analyzing all of this data, integration partner can spot those opportunities, you know, for innovation, for developing those solutions before the competition even knows what hit them.
So they're not just, you know, solving the problems, they're trying to anticipate them.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
It is.
And they wrap it all up with a very simple but powerful call to action. Just talk to us. It's like they're throwing down the gauntlet. They're saying, bring us your toughest integration challenge.
Absolutely. And it's a confident move for sure.
Yeah.
But it's in line with everything else we've seen. Clearly a company that values that input, you know, they're striving for excellence and they're not afraid to kind of push the boundaries.
So what does this all mean for you, for our listeners out there? If Integration Partner is so focused on creating this competitive advantage for their clients, I mean, what does that say about the competitive landscape that they're operating in? Are businesses feeling the pressure to integrate their systems more effectively? Is this the key to staying ahead in a market that's changing so rapidly? It's definitely something to think about as you navigate your own business challenges.
Absolutely.
Food for thought. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Thanks.
We'll see you next time.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.